I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1906. This is the day the world lost a great champion of women's and workers' rights, Susan B. Anthony. Born in 1820 in Massachusetts to a Quaker family, Susan is most well known for her tireless campaign to secure the right to vote for women. But did you know she was also a staunch supporter of women's rights in the workplace? She experienced the unequal treatment of women in the workplace firsthand. In 1848, Anthony was a teacher in New York, where she discovered that male teachers earned $10 a month to teach, while women only earned $2.50. Anthony became involved in the teachers' union, continually advocating for equal pay and advancing the call for the 8-hour workday. She encouraged women, excluded from participation in the labor movement by men, to form their own labor organizations. And in 1870, she helped to found the Working Women's Central Association. Anthony was often rebuffed and ignored by men in her effort to give women a greater voice in the labor movement. In 1869, she took a controversial stand during a strike of union printers in New York. During the strike, she encouraged women to participate in training programs to teach them the printing trade during the strike. She believed that this would prove that women could do the job as well as men. Because of her stance, many within labor labeled her as a strikebreaker. In the decades that followed, Anthony continued to build relationships within labor and encouraged women to participate in trade unionism. One of Susan B. Anthony's most often repeated quotes was, "Join the union, girls, and together say equal pay for equal work." A call to action that resonates today. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.